T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Something new to worry about on the health front this morning, monkeypox. It's not as fun as it sounds. There are currently 6 Americans being treated for it, and at least one of them is right here in New York City, as Julie Walker reports.
The patient is in isolation at Bellevue Hospital. Infectious disease expert Dr. Adrian Popp, who is not affiliated with the hospital and spoke to Newsline with Bridget Quinn, says monkeypox is similar to chickenpox but less contagious.
Human-to-human transmission can occur. It's rare, but it does occur, usually from touching lesions from other person who has this illness or from respiratory drop.
Symptoms include flu-like illness and rash. Outside Bellevue Hospital, Matthew was waiting for his wife to leave work.
It seems like you're just in this country. It's like things are just falling apart.
There's already a case of monkeypox in the U.S. identified on Tuesday in Massachusetts. Julie Walker, 1010 Winds at Bellevue Hospital.
Monkeypox is usually only found in Africa. All the Americans who've tested positive were on the same flight as a British national who tested positive earlier this month. Monkeypox can be fatal about 6% of the time. A significant number of recent cases were found in gay men. Police looking for the killer of an 11-year-old girl in the Bronx have reportedly identified one of the people they want to talk to, and as Roger Stern reports, he's not much older than the victim. Roger?
Lee, according to various reports, police want to question a 14-year-old whom they believe fired the fatal shot from the back of a moped being driven by an 18-year-old. The bullet, apparently meant for someone else, struck and killed 11-year-old Kaya Tay. Her father, Sokpini, grief-stricken by what happened.
I'm never going to talk to Tina again, man. No.
He attended a vigil at the shooting site on Fox Street in the Longwood section. Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson, one of the speakers.
It's too easy to get a gun. These young people feel comfortable carrying weapons around in our communities.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in the Longwood section of the Bronx.
A 69-year-old man trying to catch a train at the Harlem 125th Street station early Wednesday morning was set upon by 2 men who punched him in the head, pushed him to the floor and kicked him, and then robbed him of $150. Police have released video of the attackers. We'll put it up at 1010winds.com. Funerals begin today for victims of the Buffalo supermarket massacre. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown spoke at a memorial service yesterday.
It is a blessing to be with the members of my community as we face this difficult and dark time together.
And the accused killer, Peyton Gendron, made a court appearance yesterday. This woman was there to call him out.
Peyton, you're a coward.
She was let out of the courtroom. Gendron didn't speak, for now he's being held without bail on a single charge of murder, as the other charges against him are being prepared. There'll be a number of events around the city to celebrate what would have been the 50th anniversary of Brooklyn native Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls.
Though his career was brief, ending far too soon, Biggie continues to be an inspiration to many in our city and far beyond. And he has earned his unquestioned status as a music legend.
Mayor Adams marking the occasion. There will be a celebration at the Empire State Building today. Biggie's son, C.J. Wallace, will be there along with Little Kim and Jada Kiss, among others.
I can't go a day without thinking about who my father is and the impact that he was able to make. And it inspires me to continue to do the same thing in my own way. But continue to obviously keep Brooklyn first, you know, keep New York first.
Biggie died far from Brooklyn, shot to death in L.A. in 1997 when he was just 24, in a murder that has never been solved but is generally understood to have been the result of an East Coast-West Coast rap rivalry. His killing came about 6 months after the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.